Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Canines and culture collide in the most remarkable outdoor gallery trotting into the limelight, the Sheba Sculpture Garden. Not content with conquering the digital art space, our four-legged artists of sophistication are now leaving paw prints on the traditional art scene, one bone-shaped sculpture at a time. From digging to designing, forget burying bones. These creative canines are turning their favorite pastime into a fusion of art and play. Located in the Barktacular Shiberia district, the garden boasts dozens of sculptures, each more positively astounding than the last. From abstract pupper pieces to lifelike statues, these pieces, crafted by our community's pupcoming artists, merge the primal with the profound. Whether they're masterpiece munchies or gnawed-down remnants, bones serve as the foundation for every sculpture. According to avant-garde sculptor Barksy, every chew mark tells a tale. It's a rough process, but art is all about expressing one's true self. Perhaps in a nod to the movement known as pawpressionism, these sculptures allow the onlooker a peek into the soulful eyes of Sheba creativity, the barkwalk of art. Upon entering the Sheba Sculpture Garden, visitors are greeted by the grande dame of all installations, a colossal fire hydrant, aptly named the Fountain of Woof. Proudly standing at the heart of the garden, it represents the communal space in canine life, just as water fountains once stood at the center of human cities. This piece sets the tone, combining utility, signaling the innate need for creative expression among all beings. Following the hydrant is a pathway affectionately known as the Barkwalk, playfully lined with interactive pawed pieces like the Tug of War, Twisted Metal Sculptures, and the Fetch-tastic Frisbee series. It's a design wonderland, a place where the motto, "If you dig it, they will come," reaches its fullest expression. The Eco-Sheba experience. It's not just about aesthetics. The sculptures serve a dual purpose, honoring the environmental ethos Shebas hold dear, bone deep. Many sculptures incorporate repurposed or sustainably sourced materials, keeping in line with the theme of symbiosis from the pawpressionism movement. "We're not just chewing up resources, we're creating something that can last for more lives than one," states eco-artist Chu Ermione Granger. Her latest work, Skelegrow, featuring a garden of flower-adorned bones, inviting visitors to ponder the cycle of life, embarking on a new era. Though some naysayers may dismiss this as another public chase for attention, the woof of the public has been largely enthusiastic. The Sheba Sculpture Garden promises to be the ultimate tail-thumping ground for art enthusiasts of all species, with its interactive elements, beacons of sustainability, and undeniably memeable nature. Making a playdate with art has never been so immersive, and it's clear that Shebas are not just sitting pretty in the world of art, they are shaping it with every wag and wiggle. "This is just the beginning," predicts Grandmaster Sculptor Lady Porcasso. "We have unleashed a movement that cannot be leashed."